evening, 25th September, in Nairobi.
Kiran Kaunteya, Ketran iti yobi dhiyar. Ketabja beshi tang prahu, Ketrajna iti tadudidha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is in his passing or Arjuna about the knowledge of Kshetra and Kshetrajna. Kshetra means the field. Just like here, agricultural land, and there is a cultivator. So this body is called the field, and the soul, which is the proprietor of this body, is a cultivator. So we have got this body and we have to cultivate. That is called karma. Or what? That's like while coming to your place, we saw so many cultivating land, somewhere coffee is being cultivated, somewhere tea, somewhere other corn. So, we have been given this particular type of body for cultivating and getting the required produce according to our desire. That is the gift of God. God is very kind. Jīja thāmāṁ prapaddhanti tāṁ sasuyo bhajāṁ maham. Everyone who wants something from God, God is very kind. He awards. All right, you take this. Actually, just like father and his son, the son insists upon getting something from father. Father says, my dear son, don't tell this. This is not good for you. But when he insists upon, father, I want it, then the affectionate father gives him, all right, he takes it, trial first. Similarly, we are all part and parcel of God. Just like your sons, daughters and children are part and parcel of your body. Similarly, we are all living entities, not only human beings. Human being is one of the 8,400,000 species of form. There are 8,400,000 species of form, and the human body is one of them. That is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Sarvajyoni shukon priya sambhavanti murtayoga. My dear, kontya jo. As many forms are there in all species of life. Tathal Mahajanigram. This material world is a mother. And Aham Bija Padar Pita. I am the seed giving father. Exactly in the same way that we are born, the father gives his seed within the womb of the mother, and mother develops the body. So we living entities, we are coming from God in this material world, and the mother material world, prakriti, jara prakriti, the dull material world, is giving us this body. And there are 8,400,000 species of body. Jalajana matlab pani. In the water, there are 900,000 species of life. Jalajana matlab pani, sabra lakhavinshati. And there are 2,000,000 species of life, plants and trees. They are all living. I don't think that they have no soul. It is wrong theory that only human being has got soul and not other living. No. Everyone has got soul. It is disturbing. So there are 2,000,000 species of forms, plants and trees. Jalajana valakhani sabra lakhaminshati. Srimayo rudra samsata. Insects. From plant life, the development is insect and reptile. There are 11 left. 1,100,000 species of plants, of insects. Sāvara lakavinsati śrīmayo rudra-saṅkata. Rudra-saṅkata means 1,100,000. And dasa-lakhāne birds, 10 lakh, 1,000,000 species of birds, and 3,000,000 species of beast, and 400,000 species of human beings. These are the definition of different species of life. And Krishna says that they are all my parts and parcels. Not that only human beings are parts and parcels of God, not the animals. Therefore, this Krishna consciousness movement is specially meant for understanding the position of the soul and his relationship with God. Sambandha. Sambandha means relationship. This human form of life, that is explained here, idam sariram kaunte akshetram iti abhidhiyate. We are not this body, but we are placed in this body, exactly the same as I already expressed. That the father gives the seed within the womb of the mother. Jatha bijam, jatha juni. Bijam means the semina of the father. and journey is a march. So in this way, we are put into this material world, and then we develop different types of body according to our desire. This is the understanding of Kshetra and Kshetrajna. Kshetrajna means one who understands his body. Just like if you meditate upon your body, you study your finger, whether I am this finger, you come to the conclusion that it is I am not this finger, it is my finger. Similarly, if you study your hands, legs and all parts of the body, you come to the conclusion that you are not this body, but the body is belonging to you. It is your body. So, the modern civilization do not know what I am. They are working under the impression that I am body. If I ask you what you are, gentlemen, he'll say, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am Sikh, I am Christian, like. But these are the identification of the body. But I am not this body. Kshetra, Kshetrajna. Body is the field of my activities. Different bodies. Just like dog is engaged in one kind of activity, and the cat is engaged in one kind of activity, and the human being is engaged in another kind of activity. So these differences of activities are due to the difference of body, kshetra. But when you come to the platform of soul, when you understand that I am not this body, then the activity is different. That activity is called a spiritual activity. The material activity and spiritual activity. So long we are under the concept of bodily life, our activities are material. But as soon as you understand that I do not belong to the body, I am not this body, but I am spirit soul, aham brahmasmi. The exact Vedic language in this connection is called aham brahmasmi. I am spirit soul. This knowledge is perfect. So long we are under the concept of body, that I am this body, that is ignorance. In the Shastra it is said, Jasya sa buddhi kunate sudhatuke sadhik salatra disubhomai jadhi. Jastisa buddhi salile nakarhiti janesu savidjensu saiva gopara. So long we are in this bodily concept of life, that as long as we are feeling like that, all our activities are our defeat. Parabhava. Parabhavastavat abodhajata. Abodhajata. The animals are the human being. Everyone, just like this guy, abodhajata. Born, ignorant. Similarly, human being, if he remains under the bodily concept of life, then he is in ignorance. That is called Shudra. Janmana Jayate Shudra. The Vedic culture says that everyone born is a Shudra. Therefore, he has to be given knowledge. Exactly like we send our children to schools, colleges. Why? To get knowledge. Similarly, if we remain satisfied simply with the birth by our father and mother, that is Shudra condition. One has to be raised to the Brahminical condition. Janmana, there is a process. Process is Janmana Jayati Shudra. Everyone is born Shudra by birth. It is not that by birth one becomes Brahmin. Otherwise, the Shastra would not have stated like this, that Janmana Jayate Shudra. By birth, everyone is Shudra. Sanskarad Bhavidya. But when he gets to the purificatory process, sanctifying process, there are 10 kinds of sanctifying process. Even when the father is going to give birth to the child, he has to undergo a ritualistic ceremony, which is called Varvadhan Sanskar, seed-giving ceremony. That's the basic function, Varvadhan. But in the Kali Yuga, all these sanskaras are not followed strictly. Otherwise, according to Shastra, if this Varvadhan Sanskara is not done, Varvadhan Sanskara is specially recommended for the Brahmins, the Kshatriyas and the Vaishyas, especially the Brahmins. So now, in this age, no Sanskara is adopted. Therefore, he remains a Shudra. Janmana Jayate Shudra. Because the purificatory processes are not practiced. Therefore, Janmana Jayate Shudra. And in this age, Kali Yuga, the processes are not observed. Therefore, Shastra says, Kalo Shudra Sambhava. In this age, Kali Yuga, it is everyone is Shudra. Kalo Shudra Sambhava. So this process of Krishna consciousness movement is making everyone a Brahmin from the Shudra state. This is a purificatory process. Just like you see these European and American boys, they are undergoing purificatory process. Purificatory process means to avoid sinful activities. That is it. If you don't act sinfully, then you are pure. So the basic principles of sinful life are four. Siyasana pana dhuta jastra papa chaturvidha. Chaturvidha means four times of sinful activities. Siya means to have illicit sex life. According to Vedic principles, sex life cannot be performed without a married life. That is sanctioned by religion. Therefore, in the human society, there is system of marriage. Not that you keep a woman, you keep a man, like cats and dogs. No human society. Mainly Hindu, Muslim, Christian, Sikh, it doesn't matter. Any civilized form of society has got the system of marriage. Because without marriage, sex life is irreligious. Therefore, this is one of the sinful activities to have illicit sex life. And suna. Suna means killing of animals. Killing of animals, even in Christian religion, it is forbidden. Thou shalt not kill. Out of the same commandment. The first commandment is, thou shalt not kill. In the Buddha religion, there is also the same thing, ahimsa paramo dharma. Sanatana religion, Hindu religion, there are sometimes killing of animals in sacrifices, but that is not for eating purpose. The text of Vedic mantra was, very far. How the mantras are being charged. So sometimes animals were put into the fire and the animal would come out again with new life. That was the taste of Vedic mantra. In this age, Kali Yuga, there is no such qualified money to perform the sacrifices. Therefore, all kinds of animal sacrifices are forbidden. Ashamedam dalalamma. Sanyasam palapai prita. Devarena sutat sakti. Kalo pancha vivarjaya. So suna means unnecessary animal killing. Unnecessary. Human society should be sober and considered. If I can, I require to eat something. If I got sufficient grain, fruits, meat, flowers, vegetables, why should I kill unnecessarily a poor animal? So this is sinful. Sriyasthana, pāna. Pāna means intoxication. Therefore, those, of course, in this country, it is not very bad stroke, but in India, pāna, bitterness and pāna eating. The pāna means drinking, pāna means intoxication. So even drinking tea, king pan, is also intoxicating. What is people drinking wine, another thing. Sriyasana pana dhuta. And dhuta means gandhi. So, if we want to be purified, then we must give up these four principles of sinful activities. So these boys, are being trained up for the purification, and although from their birth they are habituated to all these habits, they have given up. They are no other bad habits, nothing. They don't take even tea and smoke. So this is purificatory process. Janmana jayate shuddha samskara bhave bija. By the purificatory process, one becomes married. So this path is open for everyone to become married or to become purified. Brahmin means truthful and purified. Katta, Sauka, Tama, Dama, Sitiksha, Arjava. Jnanam, Vijnanam, Astitvam, Brahma, Parma, Svabhavajam. truthfulness, purity, satsang, sautam, sama, controlling the mind, dhamma, controlling the senses, sama, dhamma, titiksha, tolerance, arjava, simplicity, jnana, learning, vijnana, practical application of learning in life. Asikam, full faith in God. Brahma karma sabhavajam. These are the symptoms when one becomes a Brahmin. So, at the present moment, there is necessity of creating some Brahmin. Creating some Brahmin. Because as I have already told, that in this age, almost everyone is a Shudra. Because the purificatory processes are not adopted. Everyone busy only for maintaining this body. Aharamidra bhayamaitananda. Aharamidra bhayamaitananda. Eating, sleeping, fearing, and defending. But this is the business of the animals and the Shudras. But the society cannot be peaceful unless there are four principles, four divisions of human beings. Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra. Just like your body is complete when there is head, when there are arms, when there is abdomen, and when there are legs. If you keep simply this head and no trunk, hands or legs, that is useless. Similarly, if they are simply Brahmin, then the human society is incomplete. If they are simply Kshatriyas or the arms, that is also incomplete. If there is only abdomen, then for the Vaishya, Vaishya that concerns only killing of the belly. So, that is also incomplete. And if you simply have legs, that is also. The four things must be there to make a complete body. That's what Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita. Chatur varnam maya srishtam guna karma vibhavata. Under the division of quality and work, these four divisions of human society is there. What is that? There must be some people, some section of human society must be Brahmin. A very intelligent class of men, having spiritual knowledge. Intelligent class of men means having spiritual knowledge. Non-intelligent class of men means, I am this body. And intelligent class of men means, I am soul. Brahma Bhuta. So there must be a, just like a living body, must have the head. Similarly, there must be a class of men, Brahmin, very intelligent class. That intelligent class of men are the Krishnaites or Krishna conscious men. Just as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Bahunam Janmanamante Jnanavan Mahana Prabhadvate. After many, many births, one, when he is Janava, very wise, he prabhadvate, he surrenders unto me. How? Without any reason he surrenders? No. Vasudeva Sarvamurti. He understands that Krishna is the root of everything. He is the origin of everything. Ishara Parama Krishna. There are many Isharas. Ishwaras may control us. Every one of you may be a controller, and you are some controller, a controller of family also, controller. But there that is controller means Ishwara, or God. But Krishna is the supreme controller. Ishwara form of Krishna. So, Krishna consciousness is wisdom. Bhavanam janvanam te janvam maan purasya. That is actually wisdom. People do not know it. Nati vidu sata gatini vishnu. They do not know their self-interest. They are thinking, my self-interest is to maintain this body. Such kind of self-interest is there in the society of cats, dogs and horses. They are also trying to maintain this body, somehow or other. But another thing is, from the basic knowledge, you can understand that you don't require to labor very much for maintaining your body. Because from the basic instruction we understand that eka bhunam vidadhati kama nitya nityanam ketana ketananam eka bhunam vidadhati kama. As God is also living entity like you and me, and we are also living entity because we are part and parcel of God. Just like you are part and parcel of your father, so you are a person, then your father must be a person. And your father's father must be a person, his father must be a person. In this way, if you go to the original father, he must be a person. He cannot be imperfect. So, when we understand the Supreme Person from whom we are all emanations, as in the Vedanta Sutra it is said, the first question is Brahma Jigyasa. What is Brahma? Or the Absolute Truth? The answer is Janmardasajataha, where from everything is born. God, and the Absolute Truth, Absolute Personality is God. He is the Father. From Him, everything is humanity. Everything is God. The material nature is God. From the Supreme Father. We, the Spirit Soul, we are also one of the spiritual nature of the Supreme Personality of God. These things are very nicely expressed in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhumi, rapa, anala, vayu, thang, buddhi, mana, evata. Prasiti me, hinna, asada, aparayam, itastu, buddhi me, prasitim, para, jiva, bhuta, mahabaho, jayedam, dhaja, tejada. So there are two prakritis in nature. One spiritual nature, another material nature. Both of them are coming from the same source, the Supreme Personality of God. Just like fire and heat, light and heat. The source is the fire. From this fire emanating heat and light on. Similarly, from God, Krishna, two prakritis natures are coming out. One is called material nature, and one is called spiritual nature. Just like we are a combination of material and spiritual, not only we. The whole cosmic manifestation is a combination of these two natures, material and spiritual. Just like both of you, me and everyone, we are combination of the spiritual nature, the soul, and the material nature, the body, the subtle body, and the gross body. As soon as the spiritual nature is out of this body, the body is called death. Therefore, the spiritual nature is called superior nature. Jiva bhuta mahabaho. Aparayam itattu vidhi me prasitim para. So, this material nature is apara, inferior. And the spiritual nature is para, or superior. Why superior? Because the spiritual nature is controlling over the material nature. This table is material nature, but I am spirit soul. I can move this table from here to there. The table has no power to move. That's a big aeroplane. It is moving at the rate of 1,000 miles per hour. But because the pilot is a spiritual nature, it's pushing the button, therefore it moves. Otherwise, it has no power to move. In spite of all metallic elements, if there is no pilot, the big aeroplane will lie down on the street. Therefore, the spiritual nature is superior. And, as we have explained already, nitya nityanam, chetana chetananam, as we are spirit, soul, chetana, living force, so there is a supreme living force. That is God. That is Krishna. Nitya nityana, chetana chetanana. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is very scientific movement for spiritual understanding. At the same time, the modern society requires such intellectual person who can broadcast spiritual knowledge all over the world. That is very necessary. So our request is that you also kindly join with us. Kindly try to understand this moment scientifically, philosophically, or with your best of knowledge and judgment, and then try to cooperate with us. That will be in peace and prosperity all over the world. And the method is very simple. Chanting Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. If you simply chant the 16 words and follow the regulative principles, no illicit sex, no meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling. That means you have heard the four pillars of sinful life and chant Hare Krishna mantra, that means associate with Krishna or God constantly, you become purified. And as soon as you become purified, that means you become free from the material contamination, then you are immediately transferred to the spiritual world. Tatta deham punarjanmanaiti mamitu kaunteya. Jadgatyana nivartante tadhamam paramamam. This is the description. There is a spiritual world. As in this body, there is spiritual spark and material body. Similarly, there are two kinds of creation. These passing manifestations in your material. This is made of material energy. Similarly, there is another one. The information is there in the Bhagavad Gita. Paratasmat subhava anya bhaktya bhaktya sanatana. That spiritual world never annihilates. So we are spirit soul. God is supreme spirit soul. And there is a spiritual world. When we combine together, when we meet God face to face in the spiritual world, then we get our eternal blissful life of knowledge. Satchidananda Vigraha. So this Krishna consciousness movement is for giving chance everyone to come to his original form of life, Satchidananda Vigraha, and meet God his face to face and engage oneself in his service, and the life becomes very peaceful, eternal and full of knowledge. So, and the method is very simple, chant Hare Krishna, that's all. In the child can take up this bhakti yoga process of chanting Hare Krishna mantra, there is no need of education or vast knowledge. Simply you agree. You do not lose anything, but if there is a gain, why should you neglect it? That is our request. Thank you very much. Thank you.